everyone, and welcome into once again to the Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan, Mike Haynes here with you. If you want to reach out to comment to us, you can always grab us on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on air. He is at BusterTheDog33. And of course, we have our show live on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch and on YouTube. Look for Talking Puck TV. And hey, if you like this podcast or any of the podcasts we do, please subscribe, like, follow. It really does help us out to get you listening on a regular basis. And today, Mike, a little bit more of a broader topic, but one that unbelievably, well, I don't know if it's unbelievable. We'll talk about this. It's completely under the radar that Keith Yandle is approaching Doug Jarvis's record for all-time consecutive games played, and he's doing it in an era of COVID-19 running rampant in the NHL. And now, of course, anything can happen between now and I think he's projected to break the record maybe at the end of next week or early the following couple of days. But man, the fact that he's even within a whisper of it right now is incredible to me.
You don't hear enough about it. I have not read that many stories regarding this, but it seemed like one of those records that might not ever get broken. Isn't in hockey, isn't the Glenn Hall for consecutive starts, isn't that considered the most unbreakable? I think he had 502 games. I think that's considered the most unbreakable record that will never, ever be broken, just because goaltenders don't play entire 82-game schedules by themselves and start every game, I should say. So that record never be broken. And I think you could put Jarvis on the next tier of, you know what, that record might stand for a long, long time. Great chance is going to happen. I would not have picked Keith Yandle as the guy to do it, though. That to me is the one that makes me shake my head. I thought, Yandle's going to do that? Because that's also a guy, I think it's harder when you're not with one team. He went Arizona, Rangers, and then down to Florida, right? So he's moved around a little bit. That's even harder to do.
And Mike, remember in Florida, it almost ended for him because he was playing poorly. And then it became the question of, boy, what happens if the coach breaks the streak for you? You know?
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Then he ended up, he kept going. But I mean, a lot of people questioned whether or not he should be in the lineup. And that's a tough call for anyone to make.
Well, especially, I remember, I'm of that age, I remember when Cal Ripken was going through his consecutive games played with Baltimore, and there was a lot of crying about, look, he's not the same player, you gotta rest this guy. But he was just, what manager would dare not play him? So at some point, when you get this close, the coach, that would be such a gutsy move to take him out of the lineup just strictly on play. But, you know, is this tantamount to, it's indicative of how great in shape these guys are now? But I just think that the word, they just take care of themselves, the way they travel's better than it used to be. I mean, is this a record? If Yandle sets it, could it get broken not that far away? Now, I thought for a while, wasn't Cogliano a guy, I think from his first game in the NHL, didn't he go through a stretch where he didn't miss any games for years and years and years, right? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, that was Cogliano that played, but nowhere near, and this is the crazy thing, right? When you think about these numbers, 974 games.
I know.
Nuts.
If you get to as a player just 1,000 games in your career, they give you the silver stick. They have a big ceremony at center ice. I mean, there's a big deal. So he's close to getting to 1,000 games consecutively played. It is mind blowing. Well, what do you give credit to Yandle for doing this? I don't know him that well. Saw him playing, thought especially in Arizona, he was a good player on a team that was mediocre. What What are you getting a sense of is the reason he's been able to do this?
Well, I think part of it is that Yandle, certainly he's not a massively physical player. I think if you're a big-time physical player, it works against you. But, you know, Mike, actually something I think is completely remarkable about this, he's doing this, pardon me, it was 964 games for Jarvis, not 974, 964. What's remarkable to me as I look at this is Jarvis was a center, and Yandle's doing it as a defenseman, where you have an exponentially higher chance of getting drilled by a shot, breaking a toe, breaking an ankle, you know, something happening. It is a higher contact position. There is so much that can go wrong with a defenseman over the course of time. I think, number one, yes, being in the shape these guys are in today certainly helps. I think that that's remarkable for Yandle. The fact that he has been able to keep himself in playing shape for this long. I think it's, Mike, he has not missed a game since he was 22 years old.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable to me, but he is, he's just somehow avoided the injury, stayed healthy, and you do, you have to eat right, you have to take care of yourself mentally and physically. Like, there's so much that goes into it. I think his style of play has helped him, but I also think too that, you know, when you're a gifted defenseman, and certainly Yandle much earlier in his career was you know, much more heralded than he is now, but he's still useful to the Philadelphia Flyers. And a lot of people are saying, well, the reason he's able to get this streak is he's on Philly. Philly's terrible. Nobody cares. They have nothing going on. And maybe that's part of the reason there's not much coverage. But, you know, he's still a viable NHL player. And I look at him and I think, you know, could Yandle, of course, in the COVID era, even more remarkable, but could he push 1,000 games? Who knows? That's 40 more games. To get there, if he can play healthy through the end of the season, now mind you, this is regular season games, and maybe have a chance to push into early next season, that's mind-blowing to me.
You know, just reading quick stories on what he's going through in Philadelphia. Now, he signed a one-year deal last year, started out pretty well. The first three games, he had 5 assists, getting over 20 minutes. But then he went 20 games without another point. And you know how it is in Philadelphia. Those fans, they turn on you, and they're smart. They know their hockey. And he's taking a beating right now from the fans. He just hasn't produced offensively for them. And there's just word that once he breaks this record, and you got to let him. I mean, that would be insane if you don't let him break this record. But they – look, it's not a good team. There are chances, I guess, that they could start going with younger players, and maybe he doesn't get to continue with that streak. But if he stays healthy, they're going to let him get there. But I don't know, Tom, if he's guaranteed to keep going to 1,000. But that would be pretty cool if they just said, let's just let him be Cal Ripken, and he can just go as long as he possibly can. But he's not playing great right now.
No.
And the fans have turned on him.
No.
In Philadelphia.
Doesn't have a goal yet this year. And, yeah, the assists are okay. But, I mean, Philadelphia's bad. They're looking to throw batteries at anything they can right now in Philly. I mean, that's kind of how they roll. But you know what? I would like to say to Flyers fans, in a season where everything's going wrong, appreciate this. That's fine. Whatever happens after he breaks the record, if they sit him down or whatever, okay. But, man, I understand why they're angry. It's a team that wasn't supposed to be this bad, yet they're well under 500. They're struggling along in a division where, let's face it, I mean, they could have put themselves with a decent run in the orbit of that potential crossover playoff spot. But there's just nothing there in Philly. There's nothing at all. And there's not much to hang your hat on. So I'd be celebrating this, I think, a little bit more than they are. Everything against player aside, I know I'd be mad too. But, man, how can you not root for this guy to break this record?
Yeah, and they should. And it is remarkable. As you said, we're in the COVID era. And all it takes is, even if you don't have COVID, just you get sick. You miss a game. As a defenseman, you say you take a shot off the foot or whatever.
And food poisoning. You can get food poisoning.
Absolutely. There's just little things that could happen that guys miss. Just you know, just whatever. So anything happens during the course of the game, you get nicked up and you got to sit out a game. But to his credit, wow. I just remember the reading, watching and talking to people about the Cogliano thing and thinking, wow, it's remarkable what he's done. But that Jarvis record, that thing's going to hold for a long time. And this really snuck up on me. It wasn't like I was really following Yandle in this game's consecutively played, but credit to him. It's a real, true accomplishment in this day and age where you look at other sports where, you know, guys, you know, in the NBA, you get, you know, it's that cliche, they get the hangnail and they're out of the lineup. But so for him to get in there night after night and play is, boy, and it also just tells you, though, you think about the numbers and you think about what Ripken did, that just blows your mind. Now, it's not obviously as physical a sport, but you're playing almost every single night. So if you show up, I really admire this. If you show up and you play and you're there every night, man, hats off to you. I just think that's such a cool thing in this day and age where a guy just night in, night out, he's there and he plays. I think it's very admirable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, all right, Mike, let's wrap this podcast up. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you this question. You already said Glenn Hall, 502 starts is the record that won't be broken.
That's the most unbreakable record in hockey.
And I don't disagree with you just because goaltenders aren't played that way anymore. It just will never happen. Mm-hmm. So let's just tuck that one aside. Mm-hmm. What then becomes the unbreakable record? What becomes the one where it would take superhuman effort to break?
I think the obvious is Gretzky's points. Now, we'll talk soon about this Ovechkin thing. He's about around 140 goals away from breaking Gretzky's record. But I think total points for Gretzky, it's hard to picture somebody could do that. Do you think there's anybody playing in the NHL right now that could break that? And then I'd like your opinion on what you think is the most unbreakable record besides the Hall.
Well, I will say this. If somehow Draisaitl and McDavid stay together for a long time, they have a chance.
Wow, really?
And McDavid specifically, I think, because I think he would have a chance because at 441 games, he's at 627 points. Now, he would really need to turn it on. I mean, look, Gretzky had impossible seasons.
Well, let me give you the numbers, okay, just so people, in case they don't know this.
Okay.
Gretzky had 2,857 points. Second place, Tom, second place, Jágr is 936 behind him. So that's 936 in second place.
Here, you want the more stunning breakdown of that stat? Try this. Gretzky is the all-time goals leader, right? Mm-hmm. Take away every goal he ever scored. I know, right? He has more assists than anyone else had points.
I know.
That's the kind of player.
But you're saying that McDavid's got a chance? He for 2,857?
So what I'm saying is McDavid, number one, would have to play. He'd have to play probably 12 or 1,300 games. I don't even know if that's possible. But he came into the league young enough and is producing at a high enough rate where maybe law of averages and so much would have to go right. He could, I don't know, maybe creep to 2,000. But even that's an insane number to throw out there.
It's insane. Nobody's done that. Nobody else has 2,000. And Jágr played, 100 years in the NHL.
He didn't play 100 years in the NHL.
And the thing is, for Gretzky, he played on some great teams.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, the way that they did, please, nobody attack me here, but the off-ice officials were a little different than they are now. Everything is Yeah. You're making a face at me. I just don't want to sound like, you know, the deity of Wayne Gretzky, but he got a lot of second assists I've had enough people tell me, this is just my opinion, I've had enough people tell me in that era where, you know, whatever, Curry would score, and whatever, McSorley would get an assist, and then somehow Gretzky had the second assist on.
Right.
You know, but, you know, let's face it, he is the greatest player of all time. 2,857, even if you do throw in a few gimmies from the local off-ice officials there in Edmonton, it is still phenomenal. That's a record I think will never, ever, ever be broken. I can't picture it, at least with the players in the league now. But, boy, if you think – what I was trying to say was he was on a great team for a lot of years.
Yes.
McDavid – right now, that's not a great team he's playing on.
No.
He'd have to do more by himself and with Draisaitl, but more basically by himself. He has to do more with less help than Gretzky did.
And at a time where it's harder to score goals.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Goaltending is way different than it used to be.
So I'm going to pick a different Gretzky record. I'm going to say that the hardest – and look, I don't think anyone's ever going to break Gretzky's points record either, but you put me on the spot to pick a guy. I did. Here's what I think, though, is 50 goals in 39 games.
Mm.
I don't think we'll ever see that. Now, is that one possible? Yes. Okay, so Timo Meier for the Sharks just scored 5 goals in a game earlier this week. Okay, great. Nice job, Timo. Gretzky actually scored, I don't know how many people know this, he scored 9 goals in his last 2 games. We always talk about that 5-goal game to get there, but he scored 4 in the game before that. So he scored 9 goals in 2 games to hit 50 and 39. It could be done if you get insanely hot. It can happen. I just don't know who can get enough of a hot streak where you can score, I don't know, 10, 15 goals in a 4-5 game stretch. To be able to hit that mark, because there's got to be nights where you might only get 1 or 2, and you pretty much have to score every game. You can't miss.
Mm. Yeah. No, you can't have a streak where you're going 5 games without anything. You've just got to be on fire every night. And part of what he was doing, you mentioned 4 goals, 5 goals. He had 50 hat tricks in his career. I mean, come on. I know that's amazing.
Yeah.
But that's a great record. I mean, you go through a list of what Gretzky did, his playoff points, whatever. There's a whole list of great records, but I just find it hard to believe this day and age that there's going to be anybody that's going to catch him on those things. But, you know, again, go circle back. Congratulations. You know, we hope in the next few games for Keith Yandel. It's a really great accomplishment for him.
Absolutely. And give us your unbreakable records and your thoughts on Keith Yandel catching Doug Jarvis. Reach out to us, as I said, on Twitter at Callahan on Air, at Buster the Dog 33. If you like the podcast, please like, follow, subscribe. We are available wherever you get your podcasts. And we appreciate you being here. And don't forget to check us out Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Mike and I are there with Talking Puck TV on Twitch and on YouTube. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.